Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Perfect Friday night is to have March Madness on, volume down, and the Odd Couple playing on your radio. It can't get any better than that, Rob.
I got it backwards because I have March Madness with the sound up and the Odd Couple turned down. That's why I couldn't hear you. No. Nothing. Mary,
that
nothing.
That was just...
Mary's laughing.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
She's laughing because it was such a bad joke.
Mary, she was laughing so hard on her own, she forgot to play the laugh track.
Yeah, no, I was laughing because...
Because it doesn't make sense.
It makes sense.
No, it makes sense. It's
I'm
ironic.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
It makes sense, Mary. Tell Chris.
It's ironic.
Laugh at your jokes.
Oh, they're laughing
because
at me?
They're not funny.
Mary,
no,
did you laugh?
No, it was actually funny. No, that was funny. It was funny. Oh, I'm not going to lie.
Chris, Rob G, did you laugh? Did you get what I was saying? Rob G gave me a thumbs up. Chris
Rob
is
G.
like stoic. Rob G, get on
it
and explain to Chris.
It don't even make sense.
It does.
You're talking on the radio, but you got the volume.
That's the point.
I mean,
that's what makes it funny.
That's what makes,
that's
it,
what makes
funny.
It funny.
Yeah, it's
Chris.
Not funny. That's what
it's
makes
ironic.
It crazy.
Gosh.
I'm obviously the only one that understands humor.
No, you're
nah,
not. You're
you
the
don't
only one.
I happen to be the owner of a comedy club, so I
that
think
that don't mean that you
I
know comedy.
I speak from experience.
You know what that means? You got deep pockets. That's all. That all.
You're running out of places to hide your money, Chris.
Exactly.
That's what that means.
Another tax shelter, Rob G. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man. Well, look. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's why they really are set apart. So lace up your sneakers, y'all, and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Sam Bloom, who covers the Angels and Major League Baseball for The Athletic, joining us at the bottom of the
hour. I can't wait to talk to him. Yeah, some more details into this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but until then, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And Mike Florio wrote today on Pro Football Talk about how the Dallas Cowboys, Rob, this is not a report like it's definitely happening, but he's the latest to throw out there as, I guess, can we call it informed speculation? It's not a report.
It's still speculation.
But he's a guy. It's definitely speculation.
Right.
But there are a lot of people saying this. But what he's saying, Rob, is that the Cowboys might not extend Dak. And what they might be doing is saying to Dak and most other players, obviously they're going to keep Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb, I would imagine, going forward. But that they're basically saying to Dak, Mike McCarthy, Rob, Mike Zimmer, who they just hired as a defensive coordinator, but he's only got a one-year deal. Think about that. They're saying
well,
to their entire coaching staff.
If you're Mike McCarthy, that's a message to you.
Right. The coaching staff, Dak Prescott, at the very least, and probably a lot of the other players as well, the Cowboys may be saying, look, you got 1 year. All right, just being relevant, just being good enough to make the playoffs, win 12 games, just being in the conversation all year is no longer enough for us to give Dak Prescott $60 million. And I don't know if this is the case, Rob. Put a gun to my head, and not even that close. I still think they're going to sign Dak long term. But there is growing speculation. We got Florio. Rob, I heard Adam Schefter throwing out similar stuff. Now, this could, Rob, you know this. You're a journalist. This could be kind of public negotiating, right? It could be some people in Dallas leaking stuff. Hey, we got no leverage with Dak. So let's throw this out there that, you know, maybe we won't bring you back next year or, you know, 2 years from now. You're on a prove-it year. Let's see what you can do. And so maybe there's some public negotiating going on, Rob. But what do you think of that notion that maybe the Cowboys just play it out and if things don't go well this year, then maybe they move on from Dak, Mike McCarthy, and some other people?
I already told you, Chris. I'm in line. I'm in the don't give Dak $60 million line. I told you before, I'd rather take the unknown than the known. Dak Prescott is a known, and I get that it helps you financially, Chris, with your books and stuff like that, and that's the only reason why you should even consider it is financially it helps your football franchise, right?
Because you can sign Micah and CeeDee Lamb, right?
Right, that's the only reason.
Which I presumably want to keep.
But
no
the idea of giving him a deal and the money is a hard issue. I'm against paying the position rather than the player, and the player has not performed enough in the postseason to make me feel about making him the highest paid quarterback. He shouldn't make more than Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, Dak, I'm sorry. Sorry, don't care that you're next man up.
Right.
I don't,
right.
Chris. And at some point, you got to put your foot down and not allow this to happen. And that's why if the Cowboys were to go this route, I would applaud it. I really would. I get the relevant. Oh, you just want to be relevant and they win 12 games a year and all that kind of stuff. Come on, man. It's got to be better than that. We need you to perform at a higher level when it matters most. And he hasn't been able to do that on a consistent basis yet. So I'm with it all day, every day. I'm not extending Dak. And if the Cowboys, unless he took Chris some sort of discount and less money.
Well, where I agree with you, and we've talked about this before, we're in lockstep on pay the player, not the position.
Right.
And I get quarterbacks will still be the highest paid players because it is the most difficult
right.
and most important
I get
position.
That, but he should get more money than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah,
no.
You're right. Like, that's the thing. And I would applaud that as well if they just – I mean, Kirk Cousins, we just saw get $45 million. And so that is in line with how good Kirk Cousins is. And you can argue he's right there with Dak. Now, Dak's reputation is better.
Right.
Dak is viewed, right, generally is better, probably because, I would say because Kirk Cousins, it's not just the playoffs where he hasn't performed that well.
Big games.
Yeah, big games even in the regular season.
And people have seen it, Chris. When the national
right.
games come on, they've seen him not play well.
So the perception is that Dak is, you know, on a different level. But they're probably on the same level. And I agree, Rob. Like, look, it also would help the other players. It would help the Micah Parsons, the Tyreek Hills, the guys who are the elite players on at the other positions. They're working just as hard. They're, heck, in a lot of cases, taking more chances physically than the quarterbacks. And I'm not saying they're going to make the same money as the quarterbacks, but they can make more. We know it will help the running backs, or theoretically at least. And so I do agree with you, like, if they didn't pay Dak and then somehow they were able to bring him back at maybe $48 million, $52 million, something like that a year. But I it shouldn't just be, oh, you're the next quarterback up. You're a good quarterback, so you're going to be the highest paid. No, it shouldn't be that way. That said, Rob, I bring him back.
Wow.
Like, I just feel like they have been in limbo before, quarterback limbo. It's not a good place to be, right? Before Tony Romo emerged, they had a 5, 6, 7 year stretch where they didn't have a good quarterback. And in this league, look, Rob, around the league, you see franchises that get stuck because they don't have that quarterback. And you're right. The Cowboys, Dak hasn't proven he can win you a championship, but he's proven he can make you more than relevant. You're one of the elite teams in the league.
12 wins a year is a lot.
Right. 3 years, 12 wins in the league. You're making the playoffs. You're generally getting to the second round, generally. I mean, I think the risk. Now, what I do, Rob, if they do go this route, if they do, and I would, like I said, I would probably sign him. I'm trying to get him to take a discount, but I probably sign him. But if they go the route of, hey, this is it, 1 year tryout, then you, to me, you have to draft a quarterback. You're obviously not getting a top one. But, Rob, we heard Daniel Kelly, former NFL scout, tell us earlier in the week, Spencer Rattler. And a lot of guys like Spencer Rattler. The Cowboys probably could get him later in the draft, draft him, and see what he's made of. If he's not good, hey, it is what it is. But bring him in and see if you see the ability, the qualities in him that would lead you to believe, you know what, if we have enough around him, we got an all-pro receiver in CeeDee Lamb, we got a good defense, you know, then we can go ahead and go with Spencer Rattler. The problem there, Rob, is that they got to get an offensive tackle in the draft. They let Tyron Smith go. Mm-hmm. They have to get a running back in the draft. Right now they got Deuce Vaughn and Rico Dowdle. I don't think that's going to cut it. So they don't look to me like they're having a very good offseason at all. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with Dak.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, it's between a rock and a hard place. It's not that like Dak is dog food. That's not what we're saying.
No, he's a good quarterback.
Right. It's just that I don't think that I would pay that kind of money for Dak Prescott at this time. I've seen him. This is not, Chris, he played 2 years and it's not fair and you're judging the guy. How long? This is year 7?
Not Justin Fields.
Right. Well, you don't know the upside and could he do something and turn it around? That's not what we're talking about. He'd been in the league, what, 7 years? Is that what it is? 7?
At least.
Or 8?
I think this might be his 8th year. Rob G, see if you can find
it. Yeah. But that's a long sample size, Chris. Some guys, that's a career.
I mean, I don't think it means he can't win a big game.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but
at this point, he hasn't really, for the most part.
That's a real sample size, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's legit. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Speculation out there, growing speculation, that the Dallas Cowboys might let Dak play on a one-year prove-it deal or, you know, lame duck, if you will. If it was a coach, that's what they'd say. But Dak, you're back 1 year. Lead us where we want to go, or we might just let you walk. What are your thoughts? Should they sign Dak to the big-time contract now or make him prove it with a one-year lease on life, so to speak? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible. You know what?
Possible.
Just forget
you
what those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com.
What does Mary
studios?
Know about this song?
Mary,
are you kidding?
Man,
this is my
Mary
favorite song.
Oh, wow, Mary.
This is my all-time
Mary, you're
favorite
20
song.
Years old. You know you
no,
don't know nothing about
I
this,
love,
but this
yo,
is the jam.
No, Charlie Wilson?
This is
Wilson?
An all-time great.
Charlie
no,
Wilson
it ain't
did
Charlie
his thing.
Wilson, it's
I know,
the Gap Band.
I know the Gap Band, but Charlie Wilson, I practice this song all the time. I love this song.
This is the jam. This is just all-time
I remember
classic.
This song after my honeymoon night. Cause
yeah,
my wife
Rob was
my
Rob
wife
was like
my wife was singing this to
50
me.
Years old.
It's such a good song, and his vocals are so great. I love singing this song so much.
It's an awesome
it's
song.
It's a great all song.
Right. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get the rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate challenge sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply. And Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. Should the Cowboys lock Dak up long-term now or make him have a one-year prove-it season? Your
all
thoughts?
All right, here we go. Raul in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Raul?
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Great, man.
I want to just give my 2 cents. I've been a lifelong Cowboys fan for a long time. I go back to Danny White, Tony Dorsett. When I was a kid, I would watch them. Love them play. But right now, Jerry Jones, he needs to get a general manager, and he cannot sign Dak. They can prove it this year. I doubt it. Without a line, without a running back, Dak's not going to be able to prove anything to me this year.
Now, if they don't give him more help, you
right
about that.
Right, because it's set up for the fail, right, Chris. It's right. set up to fail, right, Raul.
So far.
He had the help, though. He had the help. He didn't do anything with it. He chokes in the big-time games.
You said you were a Cowboys fan, but you know that, what was it, between Aikman and Romo, it was a down period where you had no quarterback. How was that? Right. You want to go back to that potentially?
You know, I remember that, and you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. If you don't take the risk and let him go, then you never know. You never know if
you can. No, right. And you know what, Raul? That's my thing is I'd rather take the unknown than the known. I know what the known is, and yeah. it hasn't worked out for the Cowboys for years, the known.
I agree.
All right, thanks for the call.
Good
appreciate
call.
You, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Raul, drive safely. Mike in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
No, we appreciate
yep.
you.
Yep.
Hey, a couple things here. First thing, it just dawned on me while I was waiting for y'all. So is Dak going to be the second coming of Kirk Cousins? I know how to make money in the NFL, but I can't win nothing. That's number one. Number
that's
two,
a, that's
I
a good take because Kirk. That's possibly. A good take because Kirk has made a ton of money. Kirk,
I would not. I would not pay Dak. Just let him play it out. See what happens. Because guess what? You made a comparison earlier. Look, I'm a Vikings fan. Look how much money Kirk Cousins has fleeced the Redskins and the Vikings, and now he's fleecing the Falcons.
Well, you really? Hold on. Okay, I hear you. Kirk Cousins isn't in the upper tier of NFL quarterbacks, but I don't think he's fleecing the Falcons.
Chris,
I think that's a good get for them. I mean, I don't think he's going to win them a Super Bowl.
He's an older guy.
They haven't been relevant for almost a decade now. And he's going to bring him back to relevancy and probably get him into the playoffs.
But, Mike, I heard this, that when Kirk Cousins went in to sign his contract and get his signing bonus, he was wearing a ski mask. So, I don't know, Chris. He might be fleecing them.
I mean, that was funny the first time I heard it. This is unfortunately the 31st time I heard that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
It's the 31st time I heard it.
Mike laughed. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. How about Chuck in Washington? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man? Chuck, did you laugh? You didn't laugh about ski masks, no?
I did laugh because I think Dak is getting his made now.
You're not a regular listener if you laugh.
No,
you,
I'm
you've
not,
heard
man.
It every hey. Night if you're a regular listener.
Hey, listen. I listen when I can, man. But I tell you, it's a great show. Y'all have some good points. Y'all brothers
Thank
are getting
you.
Down, man.
Thank you, buddy.
But I just want to bring in maybe a different perspective that some people may have not thought about. I've been a Cowboys fan since I was born, man. You know, I'm all the way back to Staubach days. So what I'm saying is Dak has been spoiled. And think about it. In 2016, when Romo – first of all, Dallas made a mistake when Romo got hurt in the preseason against Seattle. When he was ready to come back, they should have brought him back. And I felt like Romo could have got it done.
Man, they were clicking with Dak.
Right,
but
you also got to remember Romo's history was what?
Right.
He had they had him for years. Yep. They couldn't win the big game.
I know, but Rob, Romo took his bumps and bruises. He knew how to read defenses at that point. He was ready, man. And I thought that they should have gave him a chance because, one, a rookie is never going to win the Super Bowl. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, you're probably right there.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got time to squeeze in.
Yeah.
Omar from Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Omar?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
How you doing? How far is Erie from Wilkes-Barre? Have you ever been up there?
I've never been to Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre's grand. Chris, have you ever been up there?
northeastern Pennsylvania?
I've seen, you know, signs off the highway to Ford, go there, but, yeah, you know, as I've been driving through Pennsylvania, yeah, no, I've never been.
Wilkes-Barre is like 3 days from New York.
All I know about Wilkes-Barre is you worked there.
And who else?
And Bobby Sura.
Oh, but Bobby Sura is from
Sura
there.
Bobby Sura was from there.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Omar. Yeah.
Me personally, I wouldn't sign Dak right now. I think they're going to eventually. I think the quarterback market, like the standards have gone a little lower. Like Trevor Lawrence probably going to get a contract. Justin Herbert got a contract. He didn't do nothing. So I think he'll get his money. But I think their roster is good enough. They could try Trey Lance, do what the 49ers were going to do.
Trey Lance must not be showing anything.
Yeah.
Sign a couple players. Yeah, he must. I don't hear much about him, so I don't know if he's good or not. But
boy,
he hasn't played a lot of football.
Right,
now.
For us,
high school.
Right, he hasn't played a lot, Chris. And for us, the 49ers really swung and missed because they really did.
Yes. Like, they were lucky that Purdy could play.
Yep. Otherwise, they'd have to broom them out of the front office for that. Right. Yep. Like that would have hurt the franchise.
No doubt.
Thanks for the Omar. Appreciate
thank you. Sam Bloom. From the Athletic will join us to talk some baseball. And of course,
I can't wait to hear this.
Ohtani, yes, that's around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest covers the Angels and Major League Baseball for the Athletic. We welcome in Sam Blum. Sam, welcome to the iCouple.
Sam, what's happening?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, good to have you. And look, obviously the big story in baseball is Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. What do you make of this story thus far?
It's interesting because, you know, when I guess my experience being around these guys is like Shohei Ohtani is completely – you know, he relies on Ipe for pretty much everything. So even like beyond this, the craziness of the story, I just wonder like how he goes on. I mean, it's when I say everything, I mean pretty much like his entire life, Ipe would manage it and you know just do it for him in so many outside of the actual on the field baseball stuff. So that to me is you know what happens next for Ohtani is really interesting as it relates to the actual you know scandal itself. Like it's. I find it very surprising. I mean, you know, Ipe's, from my experience, them always seemed like a genuinely nice person, and not necessarily that this doesn't necessarily change that. It, you know, I think everyone has some sort of you know relation to addiction and knows people that have gone through it. But I mean, to steal what's being alleged, steal $4.5 million. I mean, it's insane. And you know, there's still so much more information that needs to come out. I think Shohei really needs to address this directly. I know that the league just announced about 2 hours ago that they're actually investigating, you know, this, you know, Ohtani and Ipe or you know, at least investigating the situation. But I think Shohei needs to come out and you know, address this because at the end of the day, this is the reflection. It's his money that came out of his account that went to this illegal bookmaker. So, you know, he needs to address this, and hopefully he does so, you know, in short order.
And Sam, here's the problem I have, because I think this is all fishy. What bookie is floating an interpreter who makes $300,000, $4.5 million? Like, I get it. You got a credit line or whatever. You know what I mean? You're good for it.
Yeah.
But $4.5 million to get into that hole, I get it when Bruno Mars has a $50 million gambling debt and he's has a residency at the MGM and he's making $70 million. Do you know what I mean? Because they know they're going to get their money because they don't have to pay him, right? But how in the world, doesn't that seem weird? That he could be in the whole $4.5 million.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. And I think that, I mean I don't know. I mean, there's a couple different ways you could kind of speculate, and I think that's all this is at this point is you know just informed speculation. I mean, I think one of the reasons could be they know that Ohtani is backing him, or they know that he could back him. Or I mean, there's the and not even like you know maybe there's the possibility that something really crazy is happening and that you know Ohtani gambling
exactly.
And so I think that's you know the that's I don't want to put that out there as like a fact or
no. We said that we have no information on that. We're not saying that, But I'm just saying the amount of money is what I question. If it's Shohei Ohtani, Chris, you're going to be floated $4.5 million, okay? Yeah. Nobody's going to worry that they won't get their money from you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Sam.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I agree with you. Like, there's so much more that needs to come out, and that's why I say that Ohtani needs to answer questions. Like, he can't just release a statement. He has to go and take some questions here because, and if he's not involved, then it sucks that he has to address it. But at the end of the day, this is his money. This is his bank account. This is his interpreter. I mean, this is his crisis team that has now basically told two different versions of a story. They can't get their story straight. So, they need to grow up and do this and just address it. I mean, I'm not sure what the legal situation is.
If you just release a statement, it makes it look
right. And Sam, how about this? I know the Dodgers must be pissed from this standpoint. Like, with the two different stories, shouldn't the Dodgers have been the one involved in this to say, whether you speak to ESPN or speak to the media, do you know what I mean? Before you, there's two stories. They have people that deal with this.
And one of the things, I've learned, I've covered Ohtani now for 3 years, and one of the things I've learned about the way that they operate, and I don't know how much this relates to this situation, but it certainly feels like it does, they like to control everything. I mean, Ohtani almost never talks to the media. And what he does, it's very much cultivated. It's very much everything is going through his agent, Nesbolelo. They're very, very careful about what he says, when he says it, where he says it, who he says it to. I mean, this is entire. I mean, we wrote a whole big story on the agent, and it's just the amount of control that he likes to exert over stuff is really what defines that role. And so I think that you're right when you talk about if the Dodgers are pissed about this. I don't think the Dodgers always have a lot. Like, from my perspective, in covering the Angels, they didn't always have that much say in how he went about things. And
right.
So
no.
I don't know how much is different now, and I think you're right. Like, this is, they're paying this guy $700 million.
Right.
I've expressed to the Dodgers and to the Angels, like, you guys need to have more control over this, because when bad things happen, when he got hurt last year, that was a whole PR crisis. This is just to a whole other level, and I think that they need to get this under control, and to do that, you need to be a little more open and forthcoming about what's happening.
The iCouple, we're joined by Sam Blum of The Athletic, covers MLB and the Angels for them. You've been around, as you said, Ohtani for 3 years. How adjusted is he to American culture? Because you could see him, gambling is everywhere now, including all over the sports world.
All the leagues are in bed with the gambling houses.
I mean, he may not understand. There's obviously no excuse for betting on baseball, and I'm not saying he's betting on anything.
Right.
But, you can understand somebody not knowing the rules, not knowing betting's illegal in California, just because, you're in a whole different country and it's totally different from where you come from. So how adjusted is he to American culture? And could you see him just, some things getting lost in translation, if you will?
I think he's quite adjusted to American culture. I think that, he speaks the language fairly well. He's developed good relations with teammates and stuff like that. I think he's pretty comfortable, and that's partly why we've, gotten to know him, I think, before all this, a little bit more over the last couple months. He's done more interviews in English. He introduced his wife to the world. He's gone out. He went to, a Rams game and, was on the field. And he's done certain things that, it shows he's getting more comfortable. As it relates to actually sports betting, the version of the story I personally believe is that Ohtani, that the first version that Ipe, he got himself in this problem, and then Ohtani came and bailed him out, and not necessarily realizing the legal implications of it. That's the one I think makes the most sense to me personally. I don't really see Ohtani as a degenerate gambler. That being said, you don't really know people unless you really know them. So I think all of this is so surprising that to the extent that it's there needs to be more information out there at this point. And it would surprise me if Ohtani was a serious gambler, but at this point, I guess nothing can really surprise me. But this story's just been really that effing crazy.
But Sam, here's the thing, and last thing. Oftentimes, big stories come out of stuff where they really weren't looking for that. This was about the bookie, right? And, you know, like we talked about with Barry Bonds, That was about Balco, and they found his name. If the feds go through the bookie's records and find betting slips or Ohtani's name or what, you know what I mean? Like, that's how this thing can come undone all of a sudden, because they weren't really looking for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, I mean, you know, ESPN's done a really good job in reporting the story, and really they've kind of owned it. And it seems like that is kind of how this started to some extent, is his name just kind of being brought up in a federal investigation. And you're right. Like, it's an illegal bookmaking. Like, you gotta know where you're betting.
Right.
It's not legal to bet in the state of California, so I mean that automatically makes it illegal. And you know, I think players can gamble. They just can't gamble on the sports that they play. And they should right. always be using like government-backed services, like, you know, whatever. But this came out completely indirectly, and now is, you know, arguably one of the biggest scandals in baseball history. At least that's where it's trending.
All right, that's Sam Blum of The Athletic.
Thanks, Sam.
Great job, Sam. We appreciate
Thanks for
you,
your insight.
Illuminating
Thanks
this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep.
Take care.
More Odd Couple coming your way. The G League Ignite. We hardly knew ya. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Yeah, of course you should. And now you do with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back.
I was in college when this was out.
No fees. Were you? Were you in college? Because I was like, I think fifth
what
grade.
What year is this, Mary?
Let me guess.
Here, I'll look it up right now.
I'm going to say flashlight. I'm going to say 1980.
I'll say 82.
It's 77.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I was not in college in 1977.
Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah, I was 9. All right.
I love that flashlight. Are you kidding?
I had to look into my playlist for that one.
At discover.com/cashback debit, Discover Bank member FDIC. All right, Rob. The G League, we talked about it earlier with Aaron Torres. It's gone kaput. This is the fourth season. I shouldn't say the G League. The G League Elite.
Ignite, team, isn't it?
Ignite. I'm sorry. G League Ignite.
Right.
That team is for the guys that come out of high school, don't want to play in college, and they want to play a year. You know, in the G League, they get paid, and, you know, they get coaching that is kind of more in step with NBA coaching and the NBA game. And they do have some veterans on the team, you know, who are older guys. But they play against the regular G League team guys, Rob, and they get stomped. They're 2-28 right now. That's the worst record in the league.
2-28. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 2-28. And I think despite that, I mean, that's bad, obviously. But I also think that with the NIL, Rob, now, if I'm a college player and I can go to the G League, make money, and go to these towns where there's, you know, small towns in America, I'm riding on a bus.
And nobody's going to those games.
Right. There's nobody at the games. I'm playing in anonymity. Or I can go to college. I'm a big man on campus. I'm only staying a year anyway. I can get, you know, national publicity if I play well. I can play in the NCAA tournament, March Madness. And I can, you know, get paid now with NIL, maybe more, at least as much. I'm going to college. I'm sorry.
But you know what, Chris? I was never, I heard what they were trying to do, never really fully bought into it, and it wound up being, like, I don't remember seeing anything. Or, you know, like playing, like you just said, in these small towns where nobody's watching.
Right.
I haven't seen that many highlights from that league at all, to be honest. I know a couple of guys have made it to the NBA, right?
No, they've had more than a couple. I mean, they've had some good young players. Here's some of the guys. Scoot Henderson, who we know was a high draft pick. He's playing in Portland now. Jalen Green, who is very promising. He's playing in Houston. And he's a good young player.
Yep.
Dyson Daniels hasn't really done as much. And Jonathan Kuminga, who obviously looks like he could be a star. And now this year they are projected to have a couple of guys who go high in the lottery. So it's not the lack of talent, but it's just – I'm sure, Rob,
the exposure.
Experience probably pales in comparison to the college basketball.
Yeah. It looks like for them to be shutting it down tells you all you need to know, that it really didn't pan out. It didn't pan out.
Well, and they know now. I do think, Rob, the NIL is the main reason. I think they still would get some good players if it weren't for NIL. And if players were going to college and still not really getting paid.
But it's always comes down to the money, because why should the NBA pay out of its pocket when these NIL, that's not coming from the universities, that's coming from private donors
and boosters and
alum,
right.
You know, right. That's what I'm saying. So like, why are we paying? They could get the money from there and then get into our system.
Right.
Right.
And we're not getting all the players anyway. So I do think, look, I Aaron Torres makes a good point. You know, you do already have some top names from high school playing college basketball, and they're not, it hasn't added to the popularity of the sport, Rob. It's still declining. But, you know, if you got some really great high school players who can't go to the NBA yet, then I do think that it'll help college basketball. If you get a guy that's, I mean, I'm not going to say LeBron, but even just a Zion, you know, a guy who's that good. A Ja Morant, who was great at Murray State. I know that was lower level, you know, mid-major. But, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, it didn't last very long. And you know what? I will say this. Good on Adam Silver, Rob, for not, like, letting this thing drag on and just trying to save face.
Chris.
Not working, cut the cord.
100%. I always say this quote, and I think it's right. It's not about being right. It's about getting it right. This wasn't right. And let it go. Like, don't, oh, well, I started it. I got to make sure that it – that it still sticks around and people don't say that I started something that failed. You gotta pull the plug, Chris, when the time is when you know it's time to pull the plug.
Totally agree. And I hope it helps out college basketball, because, like I said, right now I'm into college basketball right now. It is exciting, and Rob, we've talked about it many times before. College basketball used to be, gosh, I mean, as popular as in the NBA.
I watched college basketball. I sure did. I watched games, Chris, full games.
Yep.
Start to finish.
Yep. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We got 1 hour left on this Funky Flashback Friday, and Mary is in the crates. She ain't bugging tonight. She's in the crates. So if for no other reason, stick around to hear the funk here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.